Hi.
Hi, this is Lewis Sandler, and we are here in our downtown Beijing. Oh, wait a minute. No, not downtown. This is northwest Beijing, Haidian District, in our lovely studios here, Origin of Words Podcast 116. Origin of Words Podcast is where we go deeper into the words, the deeper meaning, and the origin. And sitting next to me is my trusty sidekick, Jessica.
Hi, I'm back.
Yeah, we are back. We've had a long delay due to schedules at the university. So anyway, we're back. The Spring Festival, Chinese New Year, is approaching quickly. And we wanted to get this out before you guys all left.
Mm-hmm.
So today we have a special broadcast podcast. We're going to discuss a few new words by the OED in 2016. OED is the Oxford English Dictionary. That is sort of the gold standard to find out the meaning of new words or any words. And the OED, it was first published in the 1880s and in England. And it currently has over 170,000 words. And each year they go through some new words. Some of them actually are not new, but they're new put in the dictionary. They may have been used before, but not very frequently. But now they're used more. The words that are used more get put into the dictionary and voted on. And this year, around 500 new words were added to the OED. Today, we only have a few new words. And Jessica will tell us the new words.
Yes. The first one is branching. And second, osculation. And then post-truth. And then we will have four new chemical elements.
Yes, that's going to be the bonus words, these four new words of chemistry. So you chemistry majors out there may know this already, and we'll give you a little more information about those at the near the end of this podcast. So the first word is brunchen, and many of you know brunch, which is a portmanteau. That means two words added together of breakfast and lunch. And that's around 11 a.m.-ish. But this new word that is being used a lot these days is brunchen. So when you extend brunch until about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and then you get the word brunchen. So it would be like, hey, do you have time, Jessica, do you have time for a brunchen today?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not very busy then?
Not very busy today.
Not me neither. So we can have a brunchen any time from around 11 to 3 p.m. And this word was used in England in the late 1800s, and didn't become popular until the 1930s. So that's where we get brunchen from.
Brunchen 的意思呢，就是，这么说吧，如果说你十点半吃的是早午饭的话，那么你十一点以后，再到三点，下午的三点左右，你再吃的早午饭就不是 brunch， 就是 brunchen。
I should add that if you look at the word brunch and then eon is actually a geological term, which means a long time. So if you wanted to say, so that's where brunch and eon are become the portmanteau. Although brunch itself is a combination of breakfast and lunch. So actually we have three words put together to elongate the word brunch, just like the eon is a long time in geology. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the next word is osculation. And osculation is the action of
kissing.
Yes. So, all you swanky guys out there, you might want to know this word. Mm-hmm. It comes from the Latin, which is osculatio, which means a kissing, and then osculor, which means I kiss. And in the 1600s, we have osculate, which means kissed, and the verb osculari, which also comes from the osculum, which means a little mouth or a kiss. Well, that's a handful there. Just say it's a Latin word.
Mm-hmm.
And we can use it something like this. As a child, I didn't like family get-togethers because of endless osculations from relatives.
Mm-hmm. 刚刚 Louis 呢，这个透过我们的麦克风给了大家一个吻啊，不知道大家是不是很喜欢呢？那么这个osculation 就是亲吻的意思。刚刚 Louis 给大家举了一个例子，比如说你作为小孩子，你要去到一个家庭聚会的话，会有好多人不断的来亲你，对吧？你是不是会觉得很烦呢？
Yeah, so you know when my relatives would come over and when I was a little kid, they would always, you know, pinch my cheek and then kiss me on the cheek and oh, I really didn't like it.
I didn't like that.
That happens in China also?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No osculations, please.
Mm-hmm.
So we have another a word here, and the OED usually picks out a new word. It actually could be a word that's not new, but in the sense of the OED, it is new because it is used quite frequently. And this word for the word of the year...For 2016, the new word is post-truth.
后真相.
Now, post-truth is an adjective, and it refers to the objective facts that are less influential in shaping public opinion.Than appeals to emotion and personal belief. And if you have been following the presidential debates in the United States for at least the past year, there's lots of evidence of post-truth, especially by...
Well,
who's that? At this time, the president-elect, soon-to-be President Donald Trump. And...Even though the word post-truth goes back at least to the 1970s, used in some areas of race relationships, they would use it as objective facts. For example, there's only a certain amount of discrimination, but not very much in America.But other people would say, oh my God, that's not true at all. And then they would go on to say other things about it that may or may not be true. So the things that people would believe would be the ones that appeal to their emotion. Now, getting back to Trump in the past election, he used a lot of post-truth politics. So he might say something like, for example...a certain religious group caused all these problems of terrorism and bombings. And however, the objective truth is that it's not true. It's just a very few people. However, Trump would go on and on and on to make it much bigger than the objective truth is. And that really appealed to his followers.Emotionally, psychologically, they would start to believe him, and then the objective truth would be hidden under all this emotion. So that is called post-truth politics by Donald Trump.
啊，后真相。那么在2016年的美国大选当中呢 ，Donald Trump， 川普是用了非常多的这样的一个政治技巧，也就是说，他说了很多。 好像是真实的，但其实并不属实的一些话。那么他的这些追随者们就从感情上来说，或者说心理上来说，他们因为他是他的追随者，所以他就会比较相信他。经过一次又一次，一次又一次的被他说呢，到最后好像就变成了一个事实，其实并不是这样。
So just to conclude this kind of word here, post-truth, really what we're saying is that because the word post means after, so after the truth was known. So after the truth was known is, it doesn't really matter that that becomes the objective truth. What really matters is if it appeals to your emotion and you believe the speaker, then that becomes the real truth.
Mm-hmm.
Very subjective real truth.
Yeah.
All right. So now we mentioned before we have four new chemical elements that have been named by the IUPAC, which is the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry. And their job is to, among other things, is to name the new chemical elements. And there are four of them this year.
嗯哼，啊，那么这个 IUPAC 这个组织呢，选出就是公布了四个2016年四个新的化学元素的名称。
So the first one is nihomium, and if I pronounce any of these wrong, you chemistry majors can criticize me. Nihomium is symbol is NH. The element number is 113, and it's named after the researchers in Japan because Nihon is the, it's the Japanese way to say Japan, and it literally means the land of rising sun. So that's the first one. The second one is moscovium, and I guess you can guess where that comes from.
Mm-hmm. Moscow, capital
yes,
of Russia.
That's right. And the symbol for this new element is MC, and the element number is 115. The third chemical element in the periodic table is tennessine. I hope that's pronounced right. And its symbol is TS, and its number 117, and it's named after the researchers that discovered it in the state of Tennessee in the United States. And the last one is called organesson. And the symbol is OG and the number is 118. And it's called organesson because the one of the main researchers is Professor Yuri Oganessian from Russia. So that's why it's called Oganessian.
Hmm?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you chemistry majors, this is a little added information for you guys. So, that's all we're going to talk about today in 2016. This will today is actually in January. It's January, what is the date here?
January 4th.
January 4th, and we wish you a happy new year, and we wish you a coming special Chinese new year.
Yeah, the Spring Festival.
Spring Festival is coming, and maybe we can do, or I can do, or someone can do another podcast during this time period. So, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if we didn't pronounce any of these words correctly, please send us an email, make a comment, and if you give us permission, we can put it on the air for next time, or I'll put it in the podcast home page. Don't forget, you can download any of these podcasts. We've got 6.5 years of them, hundreds of new words of the origin of hundreds and dozens and phrases and slang and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And if you have any ideas for the coming semester, the coming term, the coming few months, let us know.
Yeah. So hopefully we could get some comments or other information from you.
Yes. And right now, we'll say Happy New Year in the Chinese, right?
新年快乐!
Okay, bye-bye.